It's Spirit 105.3, and the photos are stunning, but I hear they don't even do it justice. You got to talk with someone who's actually been on this trip to Ireland, and so please welcome Eunice.
Oh, I am so thrilled that I can talk to you about my trip, so let me know what you want to know.
Okay, start at the beginning. What took you there?
Well, I, my husband died almost 10 years ago, and we were great travelers. So I'm like, okay, who am I going to travel with now? Well, I belong to the Mill Creek YMCA, and our senior coordinator there provides trips like this. She coordinates them with John from Colette Travel, who I believe coordinates your trips.
Yep.
And I saw that they were offering this trip, and I'm like, yes, I'm going. And I made grand friends that I see at the Y, and I trust the group. And so it's just a no-brainer for me. It costs me a little more than going on my own, but I'm safe.
Tell me more about traveling with a group and the benefits of that.
Oh, wow. It's awesome. See, I like to travel alone, too, but with a group going internationally is a freedom of safety. And also people to, like, share that bond with. You know, you see something like the Cliffs of Moher, and you're like, oh, my, did you see the color of that water? Or did you see all those sheep in the field? Now, you're not going to try haggis today, are you? It's that shared experiences with others that's just so cool. And traveling with them for 10 days, you get to see them on many different levels of character and fun and joy. It's just great. It was just amazing.
Oh my gosh, your descriptions are fabulous. Let's talk about the cuisine.
Oh, yum. You know, and with Colette Travel, I see that a lot of the meals are provided on the trip that you guys are going on. And that's how it was for us, so that the restaurant knew we were coming and they would have a menu out with a couple of different appetizers to choose from, main entrees, and then desserts. Like one night I had sweet potato soup with rocket and garlic oil for my starter. And then I had pan-fried sea trout, tomato fondue, wild garlic pesto, and some kind of a chive garnishment. And I'm like, whoa, this is like five-star eating. It was just fabulous. And the desserts were, oh my word, tiramisu and fun things that I personally wouldn't go out and order. But I sampled them because they were there for me.
What's another thing that you did on your trip that's the same on the itinerary for a Spirit listener?
I see one of the things that's the same is the Ring of Kerry and Killarney. Killarney is a fabulous little town with a fabulous castle. And we did not get to stay overnight there, but oh, what a fun little town to explore. We took this cute little train around the town so he would show us all the old buildings. And then we didn't get to tour the castle that time, but we got to walk the grounds. The green is like no green you have ever imagined in your life, Sarah. I emerald green is my birthstone from May, but it doesn't do it justice. It really blows your mind when you see the color of green. And spring was just arriving when we were there. Spring was late this year, and it the blossoms started coming out, and truly it was magnificent.
It's amazing to me that you've already done this trip, because that's the same time that Spirit is going.
I noticed the dates are exactly the same, although we only went to May 4th. So there's two extra days that is being built in for the trip that Spirit's doing, that they're doing different things that we didn't.
So with all the travel that you've done, would you say Ireland ranks at the top of your list?
Oh, yes. Very insightful and very old. Like, we went through St. Patrick's Cathedral, 1191, Sarah. And the castle we stayed in was from 1543. And, of course, it's been remodeled since then, but they still kept all of the character of that time, the photos, the knight, the fake knight standing in the lobby to greet us. It was fabulous. Staying in the castle was one of the highlights of my life. I felt like a queen, truly. They serve you like you are the princess on staff, with the domed lids and the butlers and the waitresses in period costumes. And while we stayed at the castle, which I think you are offering also, is a medieval banquet at a different castle. And that was another highlight for me. because they served us in the stoneware that would have been used back then, similar, you know, reproduction. And so with my soup, they don't provide spoons. You had to slurp it out of the bowl. What an experience. And then they would do a little program while we ate. And it was college students that were hired to do this in period costume. And one of the gals played the harp, which is the national instrument of Ireland, I found out. And they sang and danced their little Gaelic dances. And oh, girl, it was fabulous entertainment. So I would do the medieval banquet if that's an option for people.
It is
an
option.
We also had I also did a pub lunch at the oldest pub in Ireland. They have fabulous pies and chicken dishes and lamb dishes. And I mean, the pub is a place to go for lunch. It's not a place to go and get schnockered or anything. And while we were sitting at our table, one of the gentlemen in the group did a caricature of me on a napkin. And so he gave it to me after lunch. And that was a highlight of my day. Oh, my goodness. It was cool.
I want you to come work here, Eunice.
You do?
Yes.
Wow, I wish it wasn't so far.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? If John needs somebody at the initial meeting to pump people up, Sarah, would you give me a call? If I'm available, I could bring my book and show people. It's a fabulous trip if people can afford it. And I know it's an expense, but you know what? Look at all the meals that are covered. All the decisions are made for you. The person from Colette met us at the airport with a big sign. She walked us out to the bus with our luggage. She got us to the hotel. You know, she said, they're ready for you. Check in. She says, be here at 6 o'clock tonight for the next event. It was wonderful having everything planned for me. But there's also free time built in. So we had an afternoon here or there or an evening here or there. So we could wander on our own or with a group of people. There was a couple of random meals we paid for, or you didn't have to eat. The breakfast buffets in the hotel are marvelous, unbelievable. My favorite thing ever was in Dublin eating fresh honeycomb.
What?
Fresh honeycomb was in a dish, and you just sliced off a piece, and it was, I could have eaten the whole thing. It was so good. And then local yogurt. Truly.
Oh.
It was so good and so real. And curry butter is another thing they make in Ireland.
I didn't know.
And
that.
They
of
sell
course.
It here.
It's got the little, Trader Joe's. Oh, but you got like,
it's fabulous food. And bread. Oh my goodness. There's soda bread. If I could just eat bread all day long and butter.
What a crack up. When we ask people, what got you to finally sign up for the spirit trip to Ireland? You know, was it the Cliffs of Moher? Was it the castle, the medieval banquet? People are going to be like, no, Eunice was talking about that soda bread and the Kerrygold butter. I was in.
Yes.
Well, while we're on the subject of the lighthearted stuff, can we talk about how cute the sheep are? Tell me they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And that is such a major thing. We actually went to a working sheep farm, but he didn't do a sheep farm demonstration. He walked us through the barn to see baby sheep, and a couple of our ladies got to feed them with their bottles.
Oh.
Yeah, and there was an optional tour of a sheep farm, but I did not do that because I had done that before somewhere else. But sheep, sheep are everywhere. And you know what? The architecture, even in the countryside, it's so gorgeous. And we saw a wedding in a yard one time when we were out in the middle of nowhere. And the men in the kilts, you know, waiting for whatever to start. That's what I enjoyed is, you know, you don't just stay in Dublin. You're going across the country. And so you see the fences. The fences are made out of all these little stones. And you see that in pictures forever. You see the Cliffs of Moher forever. You see all of these pictures in your albums as you grow up in history classes. And I saw that stuff. And it's just, it's fascinating to me to have it come alive for me after I have studied it for so many years.
You should get a commission based on your incredible descriptions, because I know this is going to sell some spots on the airplane. So.
Oh, I hope it does, Sarah. It really, truly, if people can afford to do it, traveling with Colette is amazing. And, you know, truly, it is. And having so much covered, my leader asked, you know, when we got home, and I said, you know what, the only thing I had to decide was where I was going on my optional free time, a few meals, where we were going to eat, and how to spend my tourist dollars. Other than that, everything was planned. It's a no-stress vacation, and that's what I appreciate.
Because then all of a sudden it frees up your energy to soak it in.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Well, Eunice, thank you so much. Your descriptions are captivating, and so are the photos. If you haven't seen spirit1053.com/Ireland, I'm sure we've got the link right here for you. Plus the full itinerary, you can find out everything. We're going to have a preview party for this as well.